We've entered a new month under the MCO, and while the decision as to whether another extension will be implemented after the 9th of June remains uncertain, Malaysians should take note of all the policies that will come into effect starting this month. 1. Starting the 1st of June, all Malaysians returning from abroad will have to pay 50% of their accommodation fees effective today. All citizens returning to Malaysia are to start paying 50% of the accommodation fees for the compulsory 14-day-long quarantine. Foreign spouses or those with a permanent residency in Malaysia will have to bear the full cost, RM150 per day, themselves. 2. Applications for preschool end on 15th June. If you're looking for a preschool to send your young toddler to, there's still time to apply for the 2021 intake. Parents can choose to either register their kids online following this link by the Ministry of Education or register them at the schools themselves. However, do take note that the deadline for document submission is on the 15th of June. 3. Non-Muslim religious institutions can resume operations on 10th June. Note, this only applies to green zones. However, operation hours can only be limited to certain days of the week, and a maximum of 30 people can attend a religious service at a time. Children below the age of 12 and senior citizens over the age of 70 are not allowed to attend. 4. Indah Water will start charging RM2 for mailed water bills from July onwards to increase efforts for environmental protection. Indah Water will start charging RM2 for each mailed water bill starting July. But don't worry, you can exclude yourself from this charge by registering for your water bills to be sent to you via email or Indah Water's mobile app. Those who haven't registered can do so following this link. 5. All events held to celebrate the Agong's birthday are to be postponed in conjunction with the most recent extension of the CMCO. All birthday celebrations of the head of state scheduled to take place between the 3rd of June and the 11th of June are to be postponed as the country is still in the midst of battling COVID-19. 6. Non-Muslim wedding ceremonies in religious institutions will be suspended until after 31st July. The National Unity Ministry announced that all non-Muslim wedding ceremonies that are arranged to be held in houses of worship will be postponed to the 31st of July until further notice. 7. Taxpayers have to file for income tax before 30th June. The original deadline for income tax, Form B and Form M, was on the 30th of April. However, the deadline was extended to the 30th of June due to the implementation of the MCO. 8. EPF, SOCSO and ICE contribution payment deadline extended. The deadlines for contribution payments to EPF, SOCSO and ICE funds that were initially due on 15th of June have now been extended to the 30th of June following information published on the KWSP website. 9. Uni students will be continuing their studies online until 31st December. All university lectures must be conducted purely online with face-to-face lessons until the 31st of December 2020, following an announcement made by the Ministry of Higher Education (MOHE) last week. However, 5 student categories are exempted, including final year or final semester students. 10. All kindergartens, nursery, daycares now allowed to operate following the most recent announcement by Defense Minister Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri. All kindergartens, nurseries and daycares will be allowed to operate henceforth. Stay safe and stay informed, guys. Also read, Defense Minister, all kindergartens, nursery, daycares now allowed to operate. You have reached the end of this story.